Hello, Mubrecha, everybody. Welcome back to Nahar Torah. This is our Nida series. This is the 29th Shir on Hilchos Nida and the 10th Shir on Har Chakos. And we're dealing and finishing Bezrat Hashem with our Chakos of eating together. Bezrat Hashem, the Shir should be B'schus L'chayim HaKdoshim HaShomer L'atzeinu Kodesh Baruch should be Magen L'chayim B'chol Mekom Shehein, just like they are Magen Ana. So today we're finishing up the Arachakos of eating together with the five following examples. We're going to deal with popcorn, sushi, ice cream, toothpaste, and cigarettes. Okay, here we go. Popcorn. So, the practical psak for popcorn is that, or chips, that's not recommended to share, okay? But one must ask their rav for a halacha lemaisa. Now, let's understand. Why would you be oser? The Badei HaShulchan and the Shevet HaLevi explain that one would be oser because it's practically the same plate. However, Rav Moshe explains that there are three reasons to be matir. One, it's not the same plate, perhaps, because, you know, it's meant for everyone. It's not her leftovers, because it's meant for everyone. And two, three, there's no kirva. So this is the machlokas here. Now, why would one be oser? Okay, why would a reason to be oser? Because practically, it is the same plate. You're eating from the mamish, the same bowl. However, the reasons to be matir are as follows. Okay, let's explain. Since the popcorn and a bag of chips would be shared amongst strangers, it isn't completely considered eating from the same plate. Two, it's not leftovers because they're individual pieces, just like we saw with the French fries. It's not kirva since it's shared by strangers. This is the reasoning for popcorn and chips. Now let's deal with sushi. Sushi is going to be butter. This is based on the Pesach of Rav Moshe. He explains that there's no issue of leftovers because the sushi pieces are individualized. Again, just like the French fries. And also, furthermore, there's no issue of eating from the same plate because as we saw with Rav Moshe, this is how strangers would eat the sushi. Strangers, if you're a bunch of strangers, they would take pieces of sushi from the same plate and just eat. Okay, however, the Shevet HaLevi and the Badei HaShulchan disagree and are also similar to the case of the popcorn. Now, what about a tub of ice cream? Meaning, after the wife is done eating from it and puts it back in the freezer, is it mutter for the husband to eat from that tub? We paskin that it's mutter. Okay, and there's two reasons. One, the Raman, the Pitkei Tshuva explained that there's no leftovers. It's not considered leftovers. Why? Because she's done with them. She's done with the ice cream and has left the room. And even if she comes back, he can continue eating from it. Now, Rav Avadi explains differently. He says that once she's done eating from it, it's no longer her plate. And therefore, it's going to be mutter. Okay, what about sharing a toothpaste? Okay, so do you have to have two separate toothpastes for when your wife is in nida? And we say no. The chukas at the Har explains mutter to share toothpaste for two reasons. One, the toothpaste is taken from the tube and then placed onto individual toothbrushes. And two, the halacha of her chakos only applies to food, whereas toothpaste is not food. Similarly, in our last case, in the her chakos of eating together, sharing a cigarette, Rav Avadia paskins that it's mutter. It'd be mutter for a couple to share a cigarette. Why? Again, because the halacha of her chakos only applies to food. That being said, it is important to note that smoking is extremely dangerous, and it's also minachatchila to start with, and one should 100%. Not smoke. Again, one should not smoke. It's usher. It kills you. From what I understand, there's no heter for it. That being said, if a couple is already smoking, they should try to stop. But there's no issue of her chakos for sharing a cigarette. Ad kan.